What's going on, everybody? Young Ben signing in with another podcast episode. Today, I want to get right into it as we are going to be speaking on the Roe v. Wade decision and the history of Planned Parenthood. I was actually taken aback, and I was not going to do an episode on this because it's such a touchy subject, controversial subject, and anytime we are forced to choose sides, understand that you are being invited into a war. Every war is not physical. But once again, like I said, when you are invited to choose sides, sides that were created not by you, but by the people that are trying to control you, you are being invited into a war. And let me explain this deeper. If you're not, this is going to be a different type of episode today. If you're not, if your ears aren't ready, I would say go ahead and tap out now. But the Roe v. Wade decision, it triggered me because not the fact that it took place. Nothing surprised me that what the government does at this point. I know what the government is about. I know what politics is about. You know, I have no faith in any man-made system. You know what I mean? I govern myself under natural laws, the laws of nature, the laws of the universe, the universal God. That is how I govern myself. And I would never let anyone else, you know, opinions, ideals or principles govern my thoughts and movements in my daily life. That's where I'm at now. I've been here for a long time, so people may call me standoffish, or why does he move that way? Why is he so quiet? He doesn't do this. He doesn't. Because I just can't participate in certain things. I just can't participate in groupthink. I can't move along with the crowd. I genuinely have my own thoughts, you know? And I was very triggered by a lot of the responses that I was seeing across the internet, Twitter and Instagram, and people defending and wanting to fight and be on the front lines for abortion rights. And it just dawned on me, like, wow, this is really scary stuff. That a whole gender population has been convinced that they have the right to kill off their children. And let me say this, because this is my personal take on abortion itself. I will never, ever, ever, you know, tell a woman what to do with her body. It is your body at the end of the day. And if you get pregnant, you are the one that has to carry that child for 9 months. So no, I would never, ever tell a woman what you should or should not do with your body. If you, you know, choose to engage in the act, you know, I'm assuming you are a grown person. You are making grown decisions. However, and I feel like every man, damn near every man, takes my side on this. If we get pregnant, though, I'm going to always say, let's keep it and we'll figure it out. Abortion used to be a last resort. We have no other choice at this point because an extreme situation happened. And you know, we always get an example of if a person was raped, you know, they should be able to have an abortion. Yes, I agree with that 1,000%. But rape is a very small percentage of all the sex that happens in this world. And just for some reason, I feel like people have been trying to paint that very extreme example as something that happens very commonly. Most people under the sound of my voice tuning in to this podcast were not the results of rape. You were the results of either a planned parenthood, a planned pregnancy. I'm not going to say everyone was planned, but your parents decided to keep you and you're here. Whether you were planned or you were not. Think about that. So what if they really decided, oh, I don't want this child, and you were the one that got rid of, you were gotten rid of. We don't think in those terms, but it's become so easy. It's scary. So that's my disclaimer. That's how I feel about it. But I want to go a touch deeper because some of the things that were said, like I said earlier, on the internet, on Instagram, on Twitter, were very triggering for me because I couldn't tell if people were like serious or playing when they were saying these things. Like, you know, I'm gonna have to fly to this state and this state to be able to get an abortion. You better have money for my plane ticket and an abortion. Like, once again, like I said, abortion used to be a last resort. It's not there for you to have, or for us to have casual sex, slip up and say, oh, let's just get rid of it. There's consequences for every action. And I'm speaking through the laws of the universe, the laws of nature. Damn your rights. Y'all believe in this government shit? Still? Y'all believe in the U.S. Constitution? Still? Guys, we gotta wake up. It's getting scary out here. If you are in the right mind space, this decision shouldn't have affected you in any type of way. Because you should be planning on trying to have a family the right way. The same way you got here, right? The results of good parenting and a good loving family, isn't that the way most of us were produced? Our parents loved us and wanted us. We've gotten so far away from that. So far away. But our pleasure and our right to be able to do whatever we want and be individuals and make any choices that we want without any consequences means so much more to us. I'm gonna tune in to this article. If you subscribe to my YouTube, YoungBen757 on YouTube, I've already posted a video on this, giving some more detailed information on exactly what Planned Parenthood is, the history, and who really brought abortions to the mainstream for the United States of America. So, I'm going to read a little bit of this article that I found. I might end up doing the whole thing. We'll see. But like I said, I've already gone through this on my YouTube if you want to check it out. Roe v. Wade, The History of Planned Parenthood is the title of the video on my YouTube, YoungBen757. And I discovered this article 5 years ago. It was written 6 years ago. It was written in October of 2016, October 15th. And this was during a time where I was personally rediscovering just the systems of the world, understanding how things really work, how politics truly work, how all these organizations are tied to politics and the government, where they get their funding. If you follow the money, it'll tell you a lot. So this article is titled Planned Parenthood Celebrates a Century of Eugenics. And it reads, Planned Parenthood is celebrating its centennial anniversary the same year as Dream presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is vowing to ensure more black women can have abortions because taxpayers will pay for them. Now, to me, that sounds like a crazy first introductory paragraph, because why is the focus for black women to have more abortions? This is during the time where Hillary Clinton was running for the presidential office, and everyone was in grave support of her because she was going to be the first woman president. Oh my gosh, Hillary Clinton, lady is a devil. And this sentence right here gets me, says, is vowing to ensure more black women can have abortions and taxpayers will pay for them. Interesting. Continue reading. It's fitting that the nation's largest provider of abortions, founded by eugenicist Margaret Sanger on October 16, 1916, is campaigning for Clinton, who was once the recipient of Planned Parenthood's own Sanger Award. Now, we've heard the term eugenics and eugenicists twice now, so for those who aren't familiar with that term, I am going to give you a short definition. This is just Google's first definition after I type it in. It reads, the study of how to arrange reproduction within a human population to increase the occurrence of heritable characteristics regarded as desirable, developed largely by Sir Francis Galton as a method of improving the human race. Eugenics was increasingly discredited as unscientific and racially biased during the 20th century, especially after the adoption of his doctrines by the Nazis in order to justify their treatment of Jews, disabled people, and other minority groups. To arrange reproduction within a human population to increase the occurrence of heritable characteristics regarded as desirable. Who decides what is desirable? Who decides that? It sounds like someone is trying to play God. Why are you trying to control that? Is the more deeper question. And the big ticker here, the huge red flag, it was adopted by the Nazis in order to justify their treatment of Jews, disabled people, and other minority groups. You only have to justify something if others are saying it's fucked up. We already know what the Nazis were about. If you know any type of history, and most people know that history about Germany and Hitler and the Nazis at that time, straight evil. So they were implanting this science on people. It's just no telling how ugly it really got over there. So let me go back. That was just a quick definition. I suggest that you dig a little deeper to figure out how deep eugenics goes. Let's get back to the article. This is what Clinton says. I admire Margaret Sanger enormously, Clinton said as she accepted the award in 2009. Her courage, her tenacity, her vision. When I think about what Sanger did all those years ago in Brooklyn, Clinton continued, I am really in awe of her. And there are a lot of lessons that we can learn from her life and the cause she launched and fought for and sacrificed so greatly. Sanger's organization, speaking on Planned Parenthood, which now rakes in more than $500 million in taxpayer funding. That is a lot of money. Annually grew to perform over 300,000 abortions per year in the United States. According to the 2010 census, 79% of Planned Parenthood's surgical abortion facilities are located within walking distance of Black or Hispanic neighborhoods. That's pretty scary. And what did the eugenics definition say? To justify their treatment of disabled people and other minority groups? Sounds like it transferred right from Germany straight to the States. Continue reading. Some 59 million abortions have been performed. Wow. Wow. That just gave me chills almost. That is a staggering number. Some 59 million abortions have been performed in the country since the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision in 1973. That's the population of some countries, more than some countries, 59 million. Nearly 18 million of them on Black babies. As Breitbart News has reported, the Alan Guttmacher Institute also provided data showing that about 30% of all abortions in the U.S. are performed on Black women, with another 25% on Hispanic women. So that's 55% supposedly on minority groups. That's more than half. More than half of the abortions are performed on minority groups. And I mean, I consider Hispanic women as Black also, so you might as well just say 55% on Black women. That's over half, guys. That's scary shit. This is another big one. Let's continue reading. Perhaps the most stern statistic comes from New York City, where more Black babies are aborted than are born. My God. Planned Parenthood has been under congressional investigation for the past few years following allegations that it profits from the sale of the body parts of babies it aborts in its clinics. Oh my God. That's very interesting information, because also during this time, I came across some other information regarding organ stealing and organ harvesting. I don't know if you guys are familiar with those terms, but taking the organs and selling them is big business for a lot of countries. The United States is one. China is definitely one. And I wish I could find it again, but I came across this map, this body map, where each body part had a price tag on it. Lungs, legs, brains, hearts, you name it, kidneys, each body part and organ had a price on it. And the map for Black people had a higher price. Our body parts go for more. And we don't know this. But it's big business for the United States and China. One of the biggest hospitals in our country, Johns Hopkins, is one of the main operators of the business. On the low, though, you will never hear about it in the mainstream news and media. No, can't tell you that. You wouldn't agree with that. If you heard that, you wouldn't go to nursing school and be a doctor there if you knew that was really going on, would you? But it is. But it is. You've seen the movie Get Out. That was a representation, a very small representation of how they use body parts. They were taking the Black man off the street and gutting them almost, putting a new brain in their head. Some of the white guys were saying, oh, I could use that. I could use that. Do y'all remember that? That was organ stealing. That's organ harvesting. They show you guys what they do. I know this is getting a little off topic, but this is what happens. It's deep. There's always a deeper plot to what you see on the surface. Let's continue reading. As part of his desperate scheme to defend itself, speaking of Planned Parenthood trying to defend itself against the allegations, the abortion business has gone so far out of the mainstream of America that it has cemented a relationship with the far left LGBT agenda and now even offers transgender hormone treatments at its clinics. In an attempt to shore up its support from Black women, Planned Parenthood is relying on an alliance with the Black Lives Matter and similar Black activist groups, even to the extent of contorting BLM's claim that law enforcement is racist against Blacks into a new social justice called reproductive justice. Once again, it is all about abortion for Planned Parenthood. Black Christians will have none of it, however. Baltimore Ravens tight end Ben Watson commented on Sanger's bigotry in August. I do know that Blacks kind of represent a large portion of the abortions, Watson told TurningPointFriends.org. And I do know that honestly, the whole idea with Planned Parenthood and founder Margaret Sanger in the past was to exterminate Blacks. And it's kind of ironic that it's working. Retired NFL Super Bowl champion Burgess Owens backed up Watson. Sanger looked at Blacks as weeds, quote unquote, Owens told Breitbart News, adding that the NAACP was complicit in the decimation of the Black community through abortion. Now, this may be alarming news to a lot of people, but the NAACP is not truly a Black organization. They're corrupt, and they do not care about Black people. Let's continue reading. The NAACP was not a Black-run, Black-originated organization. I just stated this. It was run by 21 white socialists, atheists, Marxists, Democrats. It was the antithesis of Reverend Martin Luther King Sr.'s community at that time, which was capitalist, Christian, very pro-life, and pro-America. So these 21 white people began to put a message through the Black community that Democrats were good, liberalism was good, and they subscribed to the same philosophy that Margaret Sanger believed of Blacks at that time. Also, this may be alarming information to some people, but the Democratic Party was once the main party for the KKK. Just throwing that out there. Sanger, who began the Negro Project in 1939 and worked to bring birth control to Blacks in an effort to reduce their population, joined with elite and well-known African-Americans Mary McLeod Bethune, W.E.B. Du Bois, and Reverend Adam Clayton Powell Sr., the Negro Project was sold as a solution to poverty, high birth rates among the Black community. I don't really like that sentence. Why are high birth rates bad? And who told you that you needed to fix that? Let's continue reading. At the same time, Singer promoted her theory of eliminating the unfit. She also condemned charitable organizations that she believed were elevating the very population that we needed to be weeded out. I read that completely wrong. I'm sorry, guys. She believed we were elevating the very population that needed to be weeded out. I was getting ready to say something, but this is the very definition of white supremacy. White supremacy is an effort to save the white population because they know that truly Blacks are the majority and we were the first people on this earth. So in an effort to save our race, we had to diminish and exterminate the people that can naturally exterminate us. Because think about it, if we outnumber them, which we do in all countries of this world, we were here first. And if we continue to reproduce, because, you know, Black people, we get it in, man. We have children. You feel me? Like, you know, our grandparents had, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids. That's not really common for whites, you know? So eventually we would truly outnumber them, which, like I said, we already do, but they would no longer exist. So how can we save our race? We have to trick the Blacks into getting rid of themselves in so many ways. They have they done this? And this is one of the most crazy, sick, evil ways that they've tried to do it. Let me continue reading. If you wonder why urban young Black women are allowing themselves to be victimized by Planned Parenthood, look at BET, which is owned by very wealthy white Democrats, Owens urged. Look at the 15 years of messaging that has been gotten through to our urban Black communities, anti-white, anti-police, anti-family, and pro-abortion. 40% of Black babies have been given to the altar of abortion, he observed. In any other society, that would be considered genocide. Wow, the G word. Now, genocide is heavy because that is the direct attempt to get rid of a certain group, a certain ethnic group. Genocide. Y'all look that definition up also. Breitbart News sports editor Dan Flynn noted as well how Singer used Black ministers to promote her agenda. And Planned Parenthood's founder lived until 1966, hardly the Stone Ages. That's kind of recent, to be honest. And continued to spout bigotry and promote eugenics until the very end. Margaret Singer used the N-word in a private correspondence, spoke at a Ku Klux Klan gathering in 1926, and boasted of starting a Negro program aim to curtail the growth of the Black population. Quote, we do not want the word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, end quote. She wrote Procter and Gamble heir, Dr. Clarence Gamble in 1939. And the minister is the man who can straighten that idea out if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. This lady had thought this shit out. She was sick in the head. Using our own people against us. The church, Lord God, the church. If you came back tomorrow, Lord God, I wouldn't be mad. My God. In January, when Clinton accepted the official endorsement of Planned Parenthood, I guess is bringing it all home. She also called for an end to the Hyde Amendment so that more low-income Black and Hispanic women could attain abortions on demand on the taxpayers' dime. Clinton says, "I will always defend Planned Parenthood, and I will say consistently and proudly, Planned Parenthood should be funded, supported, and appreciated, not undermined, misrepresented, and demonized." Clinton, who also said, "Unborn babies have no unconstitutional rights." I'm sorry, I read that wrong. "Unborn babies have no constitutional rights," added that women have the right to abortion. "Any right that requires you to take measures to access it is no right at all," she said. "Not as long as we have laws on the books like the Hyde Amendment making it harder for low-income women to exercise their full rights." And that is the end of the article. Once again, I have linked it on my YouTube. If you want to check it out, read it for yourself. But for women across the world, Black women especially, I saw it on Twitter a lot, Instagram, for you guys to be supporting this. When you are supporting the extermination of yourselves, it just completely shook me to my core. Because it's like, people do not know the facts. We're so based in emotion and just wanting to have an opinion. Dig deeper and see what is really going on. This government does not want you here. You live in America. You are never wanted here. Please understand. And if they can do anything to trick you out of your position and to take you out, they will. And they've been doing it. The title of the article read, "Planned Parenthood celebrates a century." That's 100 years of eugenics. And damn it, they'll continue on if you allow them. Now, I want to give this before I end. Because abortion is nothing new. Nothing is new under the sun. Even the Bible says that. There's nothing new under the sun. And there are instances where abortions are necessary, as I've stated before. When Black people used to live under their own cultures, their own civilizations, without the impedance of anyone else, we had certain measures in place that would allow a woman to naturally get the treatment and the medical care that she needed in the right way, under the right terms. There was a special practice for this, and some of the people that practiced this were called doulas, D-O-U-L-A. And there were herbs and specific medicines that you could take if you truly needed an abortion to have it. It was a non-invasive practice. And there weren't any organs being taken away, used for profit. You see what I'm saying? So I don't want to come off as I'm giving a misogynistic, I do not care about women type of message. That is not the case. I'm very well aware of everything that goes on in this world. Too aware at times. But I would be remiss if I did not give you this information and share with you about what you are truly participating in, what we are truly up against, how we are being tricked as a whole group and as a population, how they are trying to divide us as a whole group and a population. And I do not want to see that happen. That's it. I do not want to see that happen. I want us to be able to have families. I want us to bring children into this world. I want them to be loved and appreciated and uplifted so they can carry on for generations and generations. That is my only goal here. And I will leave you with that. I love you guys. Keep pushing.